Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. After Ramadan, this is our first night of Jummah majlis gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed His servant, mankind, and the duty of man is to obey the order of Allah. Allah is our Malik, owner, Khalik. He is our controller. He created us. Everything is Allah. He is our everything. And when Allah instructs His servant, man, then man's duty is to obey Allah's order, the order that Allah Ta'ala has given. This is the relationship between man, the servant, and Allah. That Allah's order comes and the man accepts. If this remains existent, then the relationship between Allah and His servant man remains existent. Remember this, if we don't obey Allah's order and we think after that we have a connection with Allah, then this is deception. That person has the right relationship with Allah, then when Allah's order comes and the servant obeys that order. And if this relationship is maintained in existence, then if the person does that task, then the relationship is maintained. So what we need to think here is that what is the reason that Allah Ta'ala is the Malik, the Khaliq, He has created us, everything is in His control. So why doesn't mankind or man obey Allah's order? Why is a person laid back and negligent with regards to this? For accepting, why does his body and mind not allow him? How does his hand reject? How does his heart reject? What's the reason? There's a reason for this. The reason is that shaitan and nafs, the base desires, these are the barriers, the biggest barriers for a man. And they make a person commit the sin. They prevent a person from accepting obeying Allah's order. They make him, they deviate him. They throw their net and their full attempt, their try is that the servant, the man, does not obey Allah's order, so that Allah is displeased with him, and then his relationship with Allah ends. And when the relationship ends, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's relationship with his servant, with mankind, ends, then what else is left after that? Then there's nothing left. When the relationship is ended, after the relationship is ended, that's it. So these two things, the enemies of human being, of man, the biggest, which deviate a human being, that somehow or other, in using some method, using some trick, they should want to stop the human being. Stop the human being. Not that one order or other orders, all orders are related to this. That how can a man dare that one order of Allah's is there and he doesn't accept it? That however that order is coming, that he doesn't accept that order, obey that order of Allah. So this is the reason shaitan and nafs weaken the relationship with Allah. Now the pious predecessors, alhamdulillah, have paid attention to this. The four salasil that we see, silsil Naqshbandiya, Qadiriya, Chishtiya, Suhrawardiya, the four orders of tasawwuf, we have Naqshbandi order. And especially these four salasil, the four orders of tasawwuf, which enable tazkiyah, they are schools of tasawwuf that enable tasawwuf, purification. These teachers and elders have taken the solution from the Quran and the Hadith, and they have delivered it and shared it with the people. The four orders of tasawwuf, Qadiriya, Suhrawardiya, Chishtiya, Naqshbandiya, basically their objective is one and the same. Methods will vary and be different. For this reason, that doesn't mean that one is wrong and the other one is contrasting or is, no. According to the needs of the era and the generation, the change came. The Qadiriya, that generation, that era, there was people in a certain locality, they had certain needs. So the method, the laws and principles of the tasawwuf were established at that time in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Same way Suhrawardi, in the same way Chishti order, in the same way the Naqshbandi order. Because Naqshbandi silsila came at the end, as the silsila after the other silsila, and until this era and the era to come, this silsila Naqshbandi, all the principles, they meet and connect with the Quran and the Sunnah, the Hadith, and make it easy for a human being to practice his deen. And this silsila will enable everyone until the end of time to practice. Say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. All the other silsilas are there. Nobody rejects them, denies them. Alhamdulillah, they are all correct. But because the relevance today, with today's day and age, with today's generation, the mahal, the environment, this silsila does more work. So our pious predecessors, in the light of the Quran and Hadith, have shed light on how to oppose shaitan and nafs, so the man can stand firm, so he does not deviate. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ahkams order so he can practice them. So thereafter, the pious elders worked hard, they made effort, they analyzed, and the result that came out, that emanated, that what is it that a person can do so that he, the ahkams of Ilahi, Allah's order, so that it can become easy for him to practice and obey. Subhanallah. What, you know, severe era of deception, deviation, even if Dajjal comes, the worst of shaitan comes, but in the light of the Quran and the Hadith, they extracted the tariqah, the methodology, that if in this way the human being, the servant of Allah, implements the method, no generation, no era, no time can stop him, prevent him from implementing, obeying Allah's orders. And if he doesn't stop obeying Allah's orders, then his connection with Allah will maintain strong. That person, that insan, that qawm, the nation, that if their relationship with Allah is strong, mazboot, then it will never be a failure in the world. Allah Ta'ala has ordered in the Quran, Allah has announced in the Quran, that never will those who follow my path, my way, never will they fail. Why? Because Allah's help is with that person, with those people. They will never fail. Nor will they fail in this world, nor in the hereafter. Those people whose relationship with Allah is strong. How? Because if you have a relationship with Allah, then how will Allah leave His servant, His creation? Never will He leave. Never will Allah leave at that time the human beings. At that time, when the human being's relationship with Allah is weakened, when he, due to not obeying Allah's order, So the pious people say, Alhamdulillah, after working on this factor, this point, the method that they shared, through which shaitan and nafs will not be able to deviate, human being maybe will get weak, but they cannot attack too much, and that human being, he stays firmly and strongly on the path of Allah Ta'ala's ahkams, obeying them, he starts to obey them and practice them. That tariqah, wadhkurullah, which Allah Ta'ala said, dhikrullah, subhanallah, dhikrullah. One sahabi, just like he requested, O Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me some nasiha, give me advice so that I can regularly practice on that, so I can attain the destination of success. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that you always remember Allah. You should always remember Allah. Kullu ayanihi. Always, at no time should you be negligent, lazy, whether home, outside, shajar, hajar, wherever you are. Wadhkurullah in the kulli. Everywhere, when you're next to every tree, every plant, you should be doing dhikr of Allah. You should be consumed and immersed in the dhikr of Allah. In other words, this is the way to save yourself. That dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, the objective when you do dhikr of Allah, by doing dhikr, by remembering Allah, then it is easy for that human being to follow and obey the orders of Allah. Allah's ahkams, which he thinks are hard, difficult, they become easy for him when he does dhikr. So that's why the pious people have stated that dhikrullah, remember, don't think I'm doing dhikr, I'll become pious and upright, then I'll start doing dhikr, I'll become pious first. No, dhikr immediately you should start at that time. That's the benefit of dhikr. That, the result comes after that. Rather, that person, he won't be on the path of deception, because the deception of shaitan, he tricks, oh, you're not good, your salah is no good, dhikr is no use to you, you're not doing these actions at the moment, what's the point of remembering Allah, you're committing sins, you're doing wrong things, why are you doing dhikr? To correct the wrongs, that's why the servant does the dhikr of Allah. To correct the wrongs. That's why the servant, man does dhikr. Our Hazrat Nur al-Marqada used to say that the objective is not dhikr, the action. The objective is Allah's obedience. The objective is Allah's obedience. This is the objective. Dhikr is a dua, it's a supplication and a medicine. Both things are present in dhikr. That's how fantastic and a tremendous action Allah has given to the human being. Look, Ramadan is gone. And alhamdulillah, every man, every person, regularly, consistently in Ramadan was doing mujahadat, effort, striving, ibadat. Everything was done. But as soon as Ramadan departs, shaitan is freed, the shackles are, from the shackles he's freed, then all those, the negatives come back in. What's the reason? Nafs and shaitan are present again. So straight after Ramadan, a person should go towards dhikr in abundance. I want to say that no games are played, that tahajjud we got, and whatever we prayed and whatever we did in the worship, there should be no laziness in that, no negligence. The cure for that is immediately take hold of dhikr. Those individuals, men folk, women folk, who didn't earn dhikr and Ramadan passed, they will be deviated because shaitan deceives them that you've done enough, that's fine, it's okay, now enjoy the rest of the year. Do what you want, Allah is Ghafoor al-Rahim, and you spent Ramadan in a good way, you accumulated the deeds, and you have no need to do anything else. Many people become lazy after that. Many people who did striving and effort in Ramadan, you'll see the next day, third day, fourth day, they'll slip, they'll fall, and eventually they come back to the same point. So for this reason, immediately we should pay attention to this, the habits that we developed. There's one cure for that, to maintain that the shaitan nafs will deviate us. To save ourselves from the deviation, the solution is dhikrullah, which will enable us and make it easy for us to follow Allah's ahkam, just like it was easy for us to do in Ramadan. Both paths Allah Ta'ala has shown how easy it was for us, every amal to do. Allah Ta'ala showed that to us, to leave the sins. It was so easy, wasn't it? It felt easy. Yes, the most sinful of people, they would leave the sins. Person who didn't pray Salah would pray Salah with ease. Allah Ta'ala made it easy. That Allah says it's easy. It is easy to practice. So keep this practice consistent. Deen is not hard. This is the method. Do the dhikr of Allah. Keep it consistent. Regular. Those people who did not learn, men and women, they will come off the track. So what they should do is turn to a person, a friend of Allah, learn the dhikr of Allah, do it regularly, and that will be formulated and given to you, prescribed, and start the dhikr in that way. And those people who have already learned dhikr of Allah, then for them it's surprising that they're lazy. Then if this is the case, obviously all they want is that we prefer the life of the fire in the hereafter. We don't prefer the life of Jannah. And their physical actions demonstrate that. Physically, clearly, those who have learned dhikr and they don't do dhikr, they don't remember Allah, and they're lazy, they laid back, they don't do it properly, then clearly they have said that we want Jahannam because they have thrown down their tools. They don't do dhikr. They've thrown down the tools, the barrier. So the question doesn't arise. They should leave dhikr or not be alert, not be consistent, not be regular. They should try harder, work harder. They come off the track. That protection that Allah Ta'ala has given, due to which they could save themselves, they've destroyed that themselves. So today's discussion, the subject matter was this very point, and the conclusion is this, that if we do not take hold of dhikr, then Allah's orders will become lazy on them, laid back, shaitan and nafs will deviate us, distract us, then our relationship with Allah will end, it will become totally weak, and then after that the situation will see what happens with the human being then. That's it. Not just that in Ramadan, we'll wait for the next Ramadan. Until then, the dunya will change and your life will go towards the negative, and a person, he's totally finished. So my brothers, what we should do is that Allah's ni'mas, Allah gave to us in the form of Ramadan, during Ramadan, we should not leave them. There's only one tariqah, one method. If you've got the dhikr of Allah, if you've taken the company of a friend of Allah and learned the dhikr of Allah, these are two great ni'mas Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Dhikr of Allah and sohbat-e awliya, the company of the friends of Allah. Whoever attains this and he doesn't take the benefit, then there's no more deviant person than that. Person off track in this world or the hereafter. Remember this. That person who attains both of these things, and after that he doesn't take the benefit from them, doesn't even listen to the announcement of the Quran, there's no one more deviant than that person in this world or the hereafter. There will be no one more off the track, deviated, deceived, because he is convinced that, I want to go into the fire. For example, you have the umbrella in your hand and it's raining outside and you don't open the umbrella. So you've accepted, I want to get wet. I want to get drenched. Somebody says, why don't you open the umbrella? You're not opening it. So he'll understand, oh, maybe he likes it that he wants to get drenched in the rain. He wants to be soaked. Yes, he won't say nothing to you. And you say, you've got an umbrella in your hand. You're not opening the umbrella. It's raining. Can't be mad. Maybe he likes it that raining and he wants to get wet. His clothes get wet. He gets a flu and a cold. Khair, no problem. That's what he prefers. People understand that. In the same way, person who's learned dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah via the shaykh, he's done bayah, taken the hand of a friend of Allah, and after that, if he's lazy, he doesn't maintain the link, the connection, he does do dhikr, he doesn't have a connection, relationship with his teacher, he hasn't strengthened that relationship, he doesn't have rabta shaykh, about which I've explained to you, then he's accepted that khair, that's fine, I will die as a deviated person. He isn't opening the umbrella. He's not utilizing it, and he's just going along with the times and the age and the issues, and he says, I accept that, I won't use this umbrella. So this is a very bad situation for a human being to live the life like this, and that he goes and throws himself into Jahannam. Let's do dua to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala allows us to open our internal eyes and give us appreciation and qadr, so we can make our akhirah. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه ومحمد المؤمنين وزورياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على أول إبراهيم وعلى أول إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت لا إبراهيم ولا آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سلم تسليما دائما كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا هزلنا وجدنا خطفنا عملنا كل ذلك دنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أسررت أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر ولا إله إلا أنت ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين اللهم اهدني فيمن هديت وعافني فيمن عافيت وتولني فيمن توليت وباركني فيما أعطيت وقني شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي ولا شقت علي إنه لا يزل من وليت ولا يجص من ناديت تبارك ربنا توليت ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم اغفر لنا والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك عدوهم وانصرهم على عدوك عدوهم وانصرهم على عدوك عدوهم اللهم لا كفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويقصرون رسولك ويقاتلون عليك اللهم خالف بينهم كلمتهم وزلزل اقدامهم وشتت شملهم واخرج بيعتهم لا ترد عن لقوم المجرمين وانظروا من باسك الذي لا ترد عن لقوم المجرمين وانظروا من باسك الذي لا ترد عن لقوم المسلمين اللهم انا نجلك في نهورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم لا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر سائر المسلمين اللهم انصر جماعه الموحدين اللهم اقص المخالفين اللهم اقص المخالفين اللهم اقص المخالفين اللهم اهلك الظالمين اللهم اهلك الظالمين اللهم اهلك الظالمين وصلى الله على النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينة فرشه وعليه صحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين امين.